Many of the world's most critically endangered turtles live in Southeast Asia. But if present trends continue, they will not be there for long. Poachers are vacuuming these turtles up and smuggling them off to countries like China, where they're eaten or ground up and sold as traditional medicine. NPR's John Nielsen has the story of one very lucky Asian turtle, which managed to avoid this fate twice, thanks in part to a microchip.
Many years ago, or so the story goes, a Cambodian king developed such a taste for the eggs of a turtle with a bluish-gray head and a long pointed snout that he issued a decree. Henceforth, nobody except the king's hunters would be allowed to harm the so-called royal turtle of Cambodia. That has not protected this species from poachers, however. They've nearly wiped it out, along with dozens of other species of Asian turtle.
Estimates are that something in the neighborhood of 10,000 tons of turtles are shipped annually within the region.
Doug Hendry, a turtle specialist affiliated with the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo, works to conserve Asian turtles. By the 1990s, he says there were only a few small populations of royal turtles left in the world, and only one left in Cambodia. A few years ago, one of these rare Cambodian turtles was captured by poachers who were immediately arrested by police. They put the turtle back into the river, but not before scientists stuck a computer chip under the turtle's skin. Hendry says the chip was part of a tracking project.
If you recapture them, you can identify what turtle it was, when it was released, where it was released, and get some information about its movement, about what parts of the river system that they occupy, and so on.
Life was quiet for about a year. Then another group of poachers came along and nabbed the poor turtle for the second time. This time, the poachers made it over the border into South Vietnam. There, an anti-poaching team stopped them at gunpoint and seized their reptilian cargo, including the turtle with the chip in its skin. Normally, our turtle would have never seen Cambodia again. First of all, since animals seized by poachers often pick up all kinds of diseases, ecologists say it's risky to return them to the wild. Secondly, it's hard to get permission to move a stolen animal back across an international border, especially when you can't prove where it came from in the first place. But that's where our turtle got lucky for the second time. After being sent to an animal laboratory for positive identification, a technician accidentally found the microchip. Hendry says he jumped for joy when he heard this news.
To be able to figure out specifically what turtle this was and when it was released and when it was last seen was quite an achievement.
What happened next has been front page news in Cambodia and Vietnam. The freed turtle was hand carried to the Cambodian border by Vietnamese wildlife officials, where a car containing Cambodian wildlife officials was waiting. Speeches were made, hands were shaken, and then on national television, the royal Cambodian turtle with the lucky computer chip in its skin was returned to its homeland. Colin Poole, director of the Asia Program for the Wildlife Conservation Society, says the return of the turtle has helped raise awareness of the perils of poaching.
It's been a big event, and it's a great thing that people are aware of these issues, think it's important. Both governments took it seriously that they wanted this animal back.
Actually, the royal turtle isn't quite home free yet, Poole says. At the moment, it's sitting in quarantine in his office in Cambodia to make sure it didn't bring any diseases back from its road trip. If nothing turns up, it should be swimming in its home river again in about a month. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.